Administrators say the new national standards would help them meet their goals of boosting graduation rates and getting all students college and work ready. Superintendent Carol Como said during a press conference Tuesday that's important in a city like Anchorage, where there's a large transient student population.
One of our frustrations that we hear all the time is when people come to us, whether they're in the military or they come to us from different oil companies or they've moved around the country or, frankly, the world. They want to know, how do the Anchorage schools stack up? And I honestly can't tell them how we compare.
The Common Core standards would change that. Adopting the new standards would also spell out what students are expected to learn in each grade level and make it easier for students to transition in and out of other Common Core districts. The state has its own standards, which the school board has been following, but Como says they're just too low.
From national perspective, our standards are lower than other states. The one most often cited is Massachusetts and Virginia, who have very rigorous standards, and they have for years. And when you compare us against those kind of states, we don't rise very high. And we think our students deserve to be taught at a higher level.
The Common Core standards are for English, language arts and literacy in history, social studies, science, and technical subjects in grades K through 12. Administrators say they will require an increasing interdisciplinary approach for teachers in the classroom, with a focus on more critical thinking at a younger age. There was a call to adopt the standards at the recent Mayor's Educational Summit, and incoming Superintendent Jim Browder supports the move. The state has been in the process of raising its standards for some time, but the process has been slow. School Board President Gretchen Guest says the district just couldn't afford to wait on the state any longer.
For the state changing their standards, we were going to have to change anyway, and we're going to have to spend those resources making a change. So the question is do we change to where we think we need to go, or do we change to where the state is, and then in 3 years, I bet my prediction, then have to change again?
Darla Jones is the curriculum director for the district. She explains how the Common Core standards will be different than existing state standards, for example, in grade 6.
In grade 6, one of the writing standards in the Common Core specifies that a student will be able to create a piece of writing and type a minimum of 3 pages in a single setting. Our state standard, in contrast, asks them to create a piece of writing, so it does not specify with that level of detail.
If the school board accepts the recommendation, the new standards could be adopted as early as this summer, and they could start being integrated into classrooms this fall. Changes to math classes will likely be first, since that's an area the district has already identified needs serious improvement. Anchorage School District administrators will formally recommend the district adopt the Common Core standards at the next school board meeting on March 22nd. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.